Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So that deadline for the CAO change of mind option, it's 5 o'clock on Friday evening. So if you are thinking about making any changes, you only have a couple of days left. And with me to talk through some of the changes you can make at this stage is Niamh Dwyer, who's chairperson of the Kerry branch of the Institute of Guidance Counsellors. Good morning, Niamh.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. And we're asking people to get in touch with us this morning if they have any questions for you. 51551 or email todaycb@rte.ie. Now, before we come to the changes on the CAO, I just want to ask you about the Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris. He announced this morning that there will be more college places, just over 1,000, 1,056 available in September. How much of an impact do you think that's going to have, Niamh, on the points race?
Well, I suppose it is going to make a difference. Last year saw an increase in college places to deal with the points race, as it increased dramatically. So these additional places are definitely going to make a difference because they're targeted at the high demand areas. So areas like in the health sector, for example, medicine and nursing, social care, engineering, and of course those that are linked to the environment. So they're definitely going to make a difference. There's a lot of pressure on the points, of course, and a lot of pressure on students. But any extra college places we can get is certainly going to help that.
Mm-hmm. Still never going to be enough, though, is it?
No, it isn't. So it's very, very important always that students are really looking at their options carefully, you know, and making sure that they have a couple of options lined up.
OK, so that's what we want to talk about now. And there is an opportunity over the next few days to change your mind. So what do students need to do from a practical point of view if they want to change before Friday?
So the very first thing they need to clear is to make sure that all their details are correct on their CAO account. The CAO would have emailed students in May, sending them a statement of application email. So it's very important that all the personal details, exemption, exam number, etc., are correct, because that can cause problems at offer stage. So that's the very first thing. And then the second thing that students can do is obviously they can make changes to their course choices at this stage. So I know that a lot of students would have gotten their offer or their courses listed in February. Some didn't actually list any, would you believe, when they were doing that. But they would have actually listed courses, but they would have done it quite rushed at that stage and may have changed their minds a lot about what courses they want to do at this stage. So the essential thing is that they would take time over the next couple of days to really look at the order of their courses, take any courses out that they're not interested in anymore, and make sure that they have their courses listed in order of preference. That's the golden rule of the CAO always.
Okay, so what if I've done my exams now? I'm looking at my options that I've chosen on that form and I'm saying to myself, well, I don't feel I did as well as I could have done in whatever subject and I'm changing for that reason. Is that advisable?
Yeah, it can happen that students after the exams can make, you know, kind of drastic changes, I suppose, to their courses based on how they think they've done. So always we go back, I suppose, to looking at what is the content of the course that I'm looking at? Is it something I'm interested in? Have I filled up, you know, there are 10 choices available on the Level 8 options, which are the Honours Degree programme. There are 10 other options on Level 7 and 6 with progression routes on to Level 8. So there's 20 choices that students can use. So it's very important that they look at the course content, they look at the module details, they check the minimum requirements, and they, you know, are genuinely happy to do any one of the choices that they have down on the form. The other thing is to check alert lists, Claire, because new courses, you know, are added in, you know, during the school year, so they may not have been included on the list at the start of the year. So it's important that they check those.
Where do you find those?
Those can be found on the CAO website, the alert list.
Okay. I'm just wondering if you're a Leaving Cert student who's just completed the exam, are you your own most reliable witness? You know, if you're saying to yourself, well, I didn't do well in science, I'm going to take my science subject, so I'm going to take the science option off or put it lower down my choice list. Is that not a bad idea? Because who can judge how well you did?
Well, this is it. It's very difficult for the students because, you know, it's very emotive and pressurised around the Leaving Cert time. So I suppose, you know, it would be important to look at what are the subjects that I'm good at, and even if the exam hasn't gone completely according to plan, you know, what are my interests, you know, what am I very interested in doing in terms of course content, and not, you know, not moving too far away from what their original interest would be. That's important. And I suppose the other thing to remember is that there are lots of options outside of CEO as well, Claire, you know, for people that are very undecided about what they want to do and may feel that they're under pressure for points.
So you have apprenticeships and traineeships and further education programmes that you can look at too.
You do. The further education programmes are fantastic because they offer progression routes on into CEO or onto the workplace afterwards. We've now 65 apprenticeships available to students across multiple areas, including insurance, finance, hospitality, biopharma, as well as the craft apprenticeships that everyone's familiar with. You mentioned the traineeships, and also there are still options for students to apply to study abroad. The UCAS system for students applying to the UK, that clearing system will open on the 5th of July, and there are also options in European universities to study through English, and students will find lots of information about that on Medical Poland and UNICAS. So lots of options available, but it is very, very important that the students do take time to look at what's on CEO, because that deadline cannot be, that deadline is the 1st of July. There's no changing after that, whereas the other options will be open after that.
And some of those options are available and detailed on the CAO website too, aren't they?
They are. So the key thing is you look at the CEO website, it'll show you the various options, including the CEO courses, further education and training and apprenticeships, and then you go to the detail of all of those courses on the relevant college websites or apprenticeship.ie or Fetch Courses, for example.
And you're a fan of the apprenticeship scheme. It is improving, it's developing, isn't it?
It's fantastic. There are new apprenticeships developing all the time. There's quite a number of them in development that will be coming on stream in the next couple of months. So I suppose between apprenticeships and further education, there are an awful lot of opportunities for students that like to learn, you know, in a skills-based way, or would like to maybe try out an area in further education for a year or two before they would commit to a college course of maybe 3 or 4 years. On the CEO in any given year, about 20% of applicants will have actually completed a further education course. So we certainly have a lot of fantastic options in further education, apprenticeships and traineeships.
Plenty of questions coming in for you, Niamh. Let's come to some of them. Is it possible to make an appointment with a guidance counsellor as an adult? How could I go about that? I'm sure it is.
It is, yeah. If you were to look at the Institute of Guidance Counsellors, would have information about that. And there's adult guidance services available through the Education and Training Board. So if they were to check those out, they'll find details of that.
Okay. And Susan says, my Leaving Cert student got 140 in the HPAT. So that's the exam that you need to take if you're going to study medicine. Mm-hmm. Susan asks, is there any point now in her leaving medicine on her CAO form?
Well, I suppose you have to look at the combination of the HPAT score and the Leaving Cert points. So my advice, there are two very good blogs available on the Med Entry site. So I would advise Susan to go and have a look at those. And it looks at the various scenarios for students that would get various scores in the HPAT. So there's some really good advice there for anybody that's wondering about their HPAT score.
Okay, the Med Entry site. Is that easy to find?
It is, medentry.ie.
Oh, yes. This is the HPAT preparation site. Okay.
That's right.
Medentry-hpat.ie. Susan, you might want to have a look at that. Mary says, my son wants to switch courses. He just finished first year. He wants to switch to another course. He's applied for the new course through the CAO. Does he have to drop out of his current course first in order to be made an offer, or can he notify the college he's leaving his current course after he gets a CAO offer? Mary says he's worried he won't get an offer because he already has a place, but he doesn't want to drop out either in case he isn't made an offer for the course that he wants. So have you any advice for Mary and her son?
So the advice there would be maybe to contact the admissions office of the college. Just to double check that, I would be make contact with the admissions office in the college or the CEO also.
And don't worry about saying that you want to switch courses. That's perfectly acceptable, isn't it?
Yeah, we have an awful lot of students that make changes after first year in their college course.
All right, this one. Is it pointless putting a course with higher points below another course? For example, if you put arts for 300 points as number 3 and business for 400 points as number 4, because if you get your 400 points, you'd only be offered your number 3 choice of arts. So do you have to be strategic, in other words?
Well, that's a very common question, but I suppose we have to remember that nobody knows what the CAO points for 2022 are going to be until the day of the first round offers. So essentially, you always go back to the order of preference route and put down your courses in order of preference, not in the order of the points.
So if you want to do the business course, Don't mind what the points are. Just put
exactly.
it up top of the list.
Put up number one, exactly, and then look at maybe other options on, for example, level 7 business courses or maybe business in other colleges where the points would have been slightly lower.
Okay.
But it's very, very important that they go order of preference, not in the order of the points.
The other news, Niamh, I wanted to ask you about is this confirmation about when the results are coming out, the Leaving Cert results. We know it'll be the 2nd of September now. That's the third year in a row that the Leaving Cert results won't be available until early September. How has that had an impact in what you've seen over the last number of years on students taking up their courses?
Well, I think the biggest issue has been accommodation, Claire. Like, it's a huge, huge issue for students. And if you think of students that are applying to CAO, you know, they may have 3 or 4 different colleges as their first, second, third, fourth choice. So it's an absolute nightmare for parents and for students who are competing really to try and get places in student accommodation with students that are already in the system, you know, second and third years and so on. So I would say the biggest thing really is that it's causing that huge stress around accommodation.
Mm-hmm. And we know that the first round then will be on the 8th of September.
That's right.
So then when will we expect the courses to start?
Well, you see, already the colleges have kind of come out and said that they are likely to be kind of around the 28th of September, like it'll be towards the end of September before first years are starting, whereas the normal academic year tends to start, in some cases it will be around the 5th of September or the following week. So the first years are going to be, like they were the last couple of years, starting later than other year groups.
You see, parents are in a real dilemma, aren't they? Because do you, on the hope that you're going to go to Galway or DCU, do you book the accommodation now,
yeah,
or are you at risk of losing your deposit?
Yeah, it really is a very, very difficult part of it for parents and for students. Really stressful. And I've been there myself as a parent, so I know what it's like.
So you just have to make sure that you know what you're getting into once you've paid that deposit. Is it refundable?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. And back to some more questions. Are level 8 courses offered first? My son wants a particular course, either level 8 or level 7. If he doesn't get offered the level 8, that's his first preference, how can we make sure he gets offered the level 7, provided he has the points?
Yeah, the two lists operate completely independently, Claire. So students, if they qualify based on points and entry requirements, will get two offers, one from the level 8 and one from the level 7 and 6 list. So they'll have a choice then to make between whichever one they want to choose.
Mm-hmm. This person's daughter didn't apply to the CAO or for PLC courses at all. And they're just wondering, is it too late now to apply for these for the first time?
It's not too late at all to apply for the PLC courses or apprenticeships or traineeships. All of those applications remain open throughout the summer. Now, obviously, popular courses do fill a little bit quicker, so I would say absolutely go on to fetchcourses.ie or her local college of further education and make applications. They will be accepting applications up to, you know, around the time of the Leaving Cert results at the start of the year. So lots of time to still apply for further education places.
All right, so there is still time. Frances says, please tell any students doing an apprenticeship that they're not doing an apprenticeship unless they are officially registered. They should make sure that the employer is not using them as cheap labour. I'm sure you would say that that's good advice, Niamh.
Absolutely, yes, yeah.
And I'm sure it happens. If someone does change their course after the first year, will they get the SUSE grant for the new year in the new college on the new course?
Generally, you'll generally only be funded, you know, for 1 year of each course. So generally, it means that you do have to pay. You possibly would lose your grant and be eligible to pay fees as well when you change course. So it is an expensive. Yeah, it's a very difficult thing for parents and for students. It's. I mean, we all know what the costs are, you know, for college now in terms of accommodation and fees. So there are big financial ramifications for students.
Well, that's really important. So you only get SUSE grant funding for first year once.
Exactly, that's it. So if you have to repeat it, then the funding won't be granted.
Right.
So it's a huge, huge issue for students and for parents.
Okay, Willie has a dilemma here because his son has been offered a place in Amsterdam, but they need confirmation of his results by the 31st of August.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do there?
So this is an issue that occurred in the last 2 years, and I know that an awful lot of work has been done by UNICAS, who would support students applying to Europe, in liaising with the college. So what I would do there is get on to UNICAS, and certainly I would get on to the college admissions office. They will be aware that there's a delay, you know, because of the results. So I would certainly liaise with the college in that, and they may, you know, they may be willing to wait for the results to come out on the 2nd of September. So contact the college.
Dermot reminds us that the colleges in the UK are starting back on the 2nd of September, and he's just wondering how can Irish students expect to get in? Is it the same? Is it the same procedure?
Yeah, so they'll be they can be given a conditional offer, and now they don't all start on the 2nd of September. There are different, you know, start dates. So again, what I would do is make direct contact with the admissions office for the colleges that they have applied for or possibly gotten conditional offers from already.
But that the delayed result, it's having a big impact, you know, for lots of different reasons, as we discussed.
It is. Yeah, it has just pushed things out. I suppose traditionally we had it in mid-August, and it just all kind of, I suppose, rolled a lot, you know, more smoothly in relation to colleges abroad and even the accommodation issue. So it certainly has put extra pressure on students and parents and the colleges as well.
All right. And a reminder of that blog that you mentioned for people who are interested in doing medicine. It's on medentry-hpat.ie. So that's on the HPAT there. Do we know how many CAO applications there were this year?
Well, up to the 1st of February deadline, we had just over 78,000. But obviously that would include mature students, international students and students also coming from the further education sector. So they wouldn't all be leaving cert students. So now we may have added numbers to that since the 1st of May deadline. But in around, it's looking close enough. It's slightly down on last year, but looks like to similar numbers.
All right, Niamh, we got lots of information there. Thank you so much for joining us once again. I'm sure we will be chatting again soon as the summer wears on. But thank you so much for now. Niamh Dwyer, Guidance Counsellor and Chairperson of the Kerry Branch of the Institute of Guidance Counsellors.